Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Man, it's good to see y'all all at attendance. We're here, man, again on another episode of Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother, your host with the most. I'm thankful for each and every one of you all that's called in, each and every one of you all that are under the sound of my voice. I thank God for each and every one of you all, and I continue to pray for you and that everything is working out perfect, the best of its ability in your life. Again, man, the purpose of this show is to raise awareness of our brothers and sisters out on the streets, of our young brothers just doing, man, just crazy stuff out there, trying to show a sign that they need some help and assistance in getting into society. I don't know about you, man, but I feel for them. I love them to death. And I understand what they're doing, man. They're trying to lash out. They're trying to, man, just put a sign in the atmosphere. Hey, man, we need somebody to come and show us the way. Our younger brothers, even our younger sisters, are the future. And if we leave them behind, man, there is no future. I thank God, man, that he's raised my awareness to this. And I'm trying to do this, man, and I'm going to do this to honor God and to honor, man, even my bishop, heavenly father that was here, my earthly father, rather, Bishop Green, who passed 2 years ago. He lived his entire life trying to help other folks, trying to help folks get it together. And I never understood why until I became a man myself and had a lot of problems and seen how nobody seems to care. Well, I'm quite the contrary because of the love that my father showed for me. I have love for my brothers and sisters in the streets, scuffling and fighting. Some laying around. Some don't have food to eat. Man, we got to go get them. And some of my younger brothers, a lot of my younger brothers, don't have professional trades, so they don't really know how to make it. So they're doing the best they can. I love them. I don't judge them. And I'm asking you all to come and join me in going to get them. Call SCFF is the name. I'm sorry. The name of the organization and foundation that I'm trying to build is SCFF, Set the Captives Free Foundation. What this foundation will do is house 500 folks that's out on the streets, and 250 young men will be able to learn professional trades from professional journeymen in putting the facility together to house their brothers on the streets. So I'm asking you all, man, to join in my effort. Man, again, man, God is behind my effort. This show is anointed. This show has the power of God with it. And the reason being, God wants everyone to understand that he wants us all on one accord. We have to go get our brothers and sisters, and then sometimes we have to get them any means necessary. But I guarantee you the most powerful tool we have in our arsenal is love. If we treat them like we want to be treated, if we love them like they were our own children, then, man, then could they see a change, man, in their lives from the love that we show them. I'm leading the charge. I'm asking you all to go to my website, revgreensmusic.com. Purchase all my songs. There's only $10, 7 songs. They're all anointed. They're songs of my testimony of life. Oh, and I'm making plenty of more music. I got some new stuff that I'm about to release. But I want you all to go to my website. Be encouraged with the music. And in the same sense, you're patronizing my website. You're blessing me in the ministry effort of going to get my brothers and sisters. I love them, man. And I love you all, too. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother, host with the most. And I'm on a mission for God. And ain't nobody going to get in my way because it's all about God's program. And I'm going to get our little brothers and sisters and our older brothers and sisters. All that's under the attack of the enemy, I'm coming against the enemy. I'm coming with him with force. Because I'm taking God with me and putting him first. I love you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5. This is your man, Rev. Check this out.
Crime is at an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters. to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour a pop. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev.
Listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. I thank God for each and every one of you all. Now, before I continue, the first thing that I like to do at the beginning of the show is say a prayer I didn't, so let's do that now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Bless, Father, every voice, every ear under the sound of my weak voice. Father, bless their families, their loved ones. Father, encourage them, Father, to understand that what I'm doing, it's just a noble thing, going to get your children that's messed up on the streets, the ones that's fighting the same battle that all of us have fought, and we made it through. Father, give us the strength to be united, that we can go back and get them with love and use that tool you left us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm thankful for each and every one of you all that attend the show. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. I have a friend on the line, Sister Dungy. She's an author, a very beautiful woman, an entrepreneur. She has her own business. And I think she's out of Texas. I'm going to let her talk. Sister Dungy, God bless you. This is Reverend Green. Come on, Sister Dungy. Grace the audience.
God bless you, Reverend Green, and all those under the sound of our voice this evening. I just thank God for today. I thank God for loving us so much. You know, at times might seem hard, Reverend Green, and, you know, things are going on in this world that we just have to say, Lord, what is really going on, you know? But, you know, reading his word, you know, he tells us there's no mystery with God, not if you know him. If we read his word, He tells us step by step exactly what's going on, what we can expect. He tells us if we do it the things the way that he would have us to do it, how we will be rewarded, how we will be blessed. He tells us if we don't listen, you know, there's consequences for that as well. So it's all up to us. It's how we speak into our lives, into the lives of others. It just depends on just exactly what we want out of life. You know, we can't blame anybody, nobody, for the things that happen. Everything happens in life for a reason. Everything happens because God has purposed something to go on so that he can enrich us, so that he can teach us how to trust in him, so that we can trust others. Amen. So, you know, I'm an author. I'm a publisher. I help others write books. I'm also a speaker. I go and speak at churches. I try to motivate the youth, at-risk youth. I'm a LCDC, a licensed counselor, where I work with those addicted to drugs and alcohol and have mental issues. So, you know, God has given me some gifts that I can go out and help others, and that's what it's all about. He said if we can reach one, you know, we can help that person, and then hopefully that person will bless somebody else. And I just thank God for what you're doing, Reverend Green, and how you're allowing him to use your gifts and talents. You know, you just don't minister to them. You also minister life to people. You show them that nothing's impossible with God. It doesn't matter how bad we've messed up. It doesn't matter how many wrong turns we've made. God is a God of U-turns. God can make the best out of any bad situation. I mean, God loves us so much. That's why he gave us Jesus. Jesus knew no sin. He came down here. He sacrificed his life. Didn't nobody take his life. He gave it. He gave it to us because he wants us to one day be in heaven with him. You know, eternally, just living the life of Riley, as I call it, you know. I mean, that's the kind of God we serve. He's not selfish at all. He wants the best for us. So we have to get in God's plan. We have to get in his way. I've written books that are called Faith is No Accident. And I did Faith is No Accident because faith is a choice. We have to make a choice to serve God. We have to make a choice to trust in God. And because God is a gentleman. He is not going to force his will on any of us. He gives us a choice. He'll tell us the difference, the difference between the good and the bad, and then he gives us a choice what way we want to go.
That's right.
And, you know, not only do I share how God has saved me from I was clinically dead at least three times in my life, and God still has me here today. Right side of my face was ripped totally off, where they had to put in my eye and my mouth, and they thought I'd have to have 7 plastic surgeries. And with a praying mother and having faith in God, I had no plastic surgeries, and you cannot see any type of residue from the accidents that I did. I mean, I've been in the hospital almost every year of my life, and God is still faithful. He is still keeping me. And I know now today that the reason why he kept me so that I could help somebody else, it's not even about me. It's not even about me. So, you know, when things happen and people say, well, why me, God? God say, why not you? Why? You know, just like I gave my son Jesus, you know, and he didn't have to. So when we go through something, we have to look at it from a different viewpoint. We have to look at it from the way that God looks at a thing. God already knows that he's going to bring us through it if we wait on him and trust him with it. But he wants to see if we really trust him. Are we going to trust God to fix this thing today? Are we going to keep on depending on man? Are we going to depend on ourselves? In my book, I will tell you step by step how to get through some situations that you didn't think that would be possible. But when I tell you how to have faith in God, I take you step by step, even how to forgive. There are people that have been hurt at me. I mean, I've been raped twice and had a child for each of those rapes. But I still had to forgive. And I was diagnosed with cancer twice in my life. But when God showed me how I had to forgive the people that hurt me, those that, you know, were traitors to me, lied on me, tried to get my children taken away from me. I mean, there was a lot of things, a lot of people that I had to forgive and let go of. And when I did that, God healed me from cancer.
Wow.
I mean, you know,
wow.
Sometimes our that spirit of revenge and anger and bitterness will hold us so captive that it will make us sick. It will bring sickness to our body. A lot of times we don't know what's going on. We have to look inside of our heart. What's going on inside of there? That's where God is looking at. God's not looking at what's going on the outside of us. He's looking in our heart. Our heart tells a real story. And we have to really look inside ourselves today and say, you know what? What's really going on with me? Not with the person down the street, not with my family member, not with my coworker. What's going on with me? What is it about me that I might need to change so that the prayers I've been asking God for can be manifested here on the earthly realm? We need to check ourselves today, you know. Give ourselves a check up from the neck up, as they say. Because a lot of our lives is flow up from the flow up. But you know what? God is here to call for divine alignment in our lives. He'll bring harmony and balance and peace. We just have to have faith in him. We have to trust him. We have to love not just God, but we got to love people. We got to love those people that hurt us. Love those people that talked about us. Pray for them. You know, I heard at church Sunday, they said, you can tell when you've really forgiven somebody. He said that when you actually decide to help a person, you really could hurt because they hurt you. But you decide to help them and bless them instead, you have forgiven. When you rejoice with a person that hurt you, instead of saying, oh, they don't even deserve it, they're not worth this or that, you forgive them. When you pray, rejoice, and help somebody that has hurt you, you have forgiven. And that's the same way God has done us. We've hurt him. Every time we see him, we put Jesus back up there on that cross. And you know what? He'll still forgive us anyway. When he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, he meant that, and he means us for us to say the same thing. So think about forgiving today. Think about taking that beam out of your brother's eye and looking at the one that's in your own. Look at that finger that you got pointing at that other man and look and reflect on the four that are pointing back at you. Why is it that there's only one going out, but there's four coming in? You know, God is so strategic. I mean, he just uses basic things to try to get our attention, to make us aware of things. It's not a mystery. It's a mystery when you don't know him. You know what? We need to check ourselves. We need to get back into God's word. We need to start praying, and we need to love our brothers and sisters. Amen. I just give it back to you, Reverend Green, and I just thank
God
you for allowing me to talk. And I do want to say, if you want to look into my book, if you want to find out how to forgive even though you're still hurting, if you want to know how to be healed from sickness and diseases, if you want to know how to have faith in God when there seems like there's no other way, check out my book, Faith is No Accident, on Amazon.com, or FaithIsNoAccident.com, or even on Facebook, Faith is No Accident Book. Look up Diana Dungey and see if I can help you in any way. Brings a little peace, a little harmony into your life through the word of God. Amen. Thank you very much, brother. I love you, and I appreciate you very much.
Oh, man, God bless you, Sister Dungey. I thank you so much for that positive talk about the life that we all go through. You know, as you kept mentioning about just trusting God, don't worry about where you at. That was my favorite scripture when I was going through. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. But the part that I used to always understand was lean not to your own understanding. Stop trying to make sense out why you there. Once that test becomes a testimony, you will see why you were there, because it's to share where you came from so that the next person can miss that hurdle. If it's a way that you can stop someone else from falling in the same trap, it's no better way than giving your testimony, because a testimony beats your opinion. So thank God for you. That's why Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. But the beautiful part, people have to understand that in all of your ways, not just when you're in trouble too now, but it says in all of your ways, acknowledge God, man, and he'll direct your path. Why you got to ignore him until you get in trouble? Everybody, until they go on the foxhole prayer, now all of a sudden you're screaming God. But he loved you so much, he come anyway. What I'm trying to do is stop folks from ignoring him on the good days and ignoring him on his one little bitty day out the week. We get 168 hours in a week. God say, can you spare three? And we tell him we too busy on Sunday. But if we get in trouble, we'll be sure to call him. I'm trying to stop that mess because God is of love. And there's nothing about God that's fictitious. So thank you, Sister Dungy. I love you. Thank you for promoting God because that's what it's all about. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I'm your brother from another mother, your host from the most. Oh, man, I got to look like I got another call in. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to get to my other guests. I appreciate you all calling in. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call is 646-595-2105, and it's a power hour. That's 1 hour of power. That's what we're putting in the atmosphere. We want God to understand everything going to be positive for this 1 hour. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride 5 with Rev. I'm your brother from another mother. God bless you. Be encouraged. Listen to my brother, Sap.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I'm somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. From the Chi-Town, man, broadcasting off 53rd Street, y'all. I'm in the heart of the city, man, and I love it because all of my brothers and sisters are here. Man, I want you all to know that it's all about love, this whole program. This show is about promoting love, raising the awareness of the necessity for us to go back and get our brothers and sisters on the streets. So many folks fighting against different things, man, and ain't none of us helping them in the fight. And those that got away, it's the only moral thing to do. To go back and show somebody else, man, all of the snares and all of the things that you fell and fallen over. You want to go back and tell somebody, man, red light, don't go down that street. Because if you've had problems and God made a second chance for you, gave you a second chance, excuse me, if God gave you a second chance, it's for you to go back and tell the next man so they don't have to encounter what you went through. It's all about love, man. The most important commandment that Jesus left mankind when he left was to love your neighbor as yourself. And I like to interpret that the city style. Put yourself in other man's shoes. Hey, for those on the bricks, fast change ain't no robbery. It's all about love, man. It's all about love. This ain't a holy moly religious station. No, no, no. What we're doing is keeping it real. God loves me just as I am. And guess what? He loved you the same. How I know? Because you breathe his air. You breathe a breath of life. That means that the Father's seeing good in you, and he's giving you another opportunity to get it right. And the only thing to getting it right is giving God some respect. And on that one day out the week, Sunday, when you see three quarters of the earth showing up, you should be in line, because every time you called him, he came. Every Oh God episode has worked. There's never been a time that he left you in a bad situation when you called and cried out to him. How do I know? I'm glad you asked. Because if you're under the sound of my voice today and you hear me, that means you got past every one of those situations. That means that God showed up every time you needed him. You know, the one day when we show up and tell him thanks, why aren't you in line? Why aren't you in line? When no one else cared, he cared. That's what I'm trying to raise awareness of. That's that love thing. And that's just simple gratitude. God's tired of attitudes. Now it's time for gratitude. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. Man, I'm your host, the most. I'm your brother from another mother. And I'm on a mission for God. And I'm asking y'all all to join in. Go to my website, revgreensmusic.com. Donate, man. Be the first to get there. Donate. God will see that you're blessing this ministry. We can begin the foundation once we reach the financial need for it. And once we get there, I'll purchase the first building and we'll start this mission of getting God's people. The foundation name will be SCFF, Set the Captives Free Foundation. And it'll be all of us a joint effort of going back to get God's people, sharing the love that he shared to all of us every time we needed him. Love you, man. This is Rev. Check this out.
Crime is at an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for him. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters, to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour a pop. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, revgreensmusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green, broadcasting out the city, man. Yeah, I'm on 53rd Street, man. I'm loving Chicago. You know why I love it? Because I'm from here, man. And I love my little brothers and sisters on the streets. I love my brothers that's, man, messed up fighting for their lives, man, on the corners. I love everything about this city, man. And the reason I love it, because God loves it. How I know everybody's breathing his breath of life. So, man, I'm asking you, man, stay tuned to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev and help me put this positive hour in the atmosphere. That's what we're doing. We're releasing a positive hour in the atmosphere. And we know what go around, come around, such as a man's soul that shall he reap. So if we put a positive hour out, guess what the harvest will be? Positive. What it's all about. I love you, man. And I got the honor of having some beautiful, positive women call into the show, and just so happens a good, beautiful friend of mine that has been promoting this goal, man, and the prophet of this goal, such a sweet gem of a lady. Her name is none other than Mrs. Rose. I call her Sister Rose. I'm going to let her enlighten us on this journey of wealth, getting paid in our sleep. God bless you, Sister Rose.
Ashe, sending peace, infinite love, and positive energy to everyone. I want to thank the ancestors for waking us all. Man, whew, I am so full right now. I'm just coming back from our Let's Go weekend, our huge event that we had in Atlanta. But, man, I just want to continue to share the love and inspire and inform our people that there is a better way. Our deadline is vastly approaching. We only have until midnight tonight to capitalize on our karat gold coin, where you can acquire, as affiliates, you can acquire them for 1 cent plus 40%. So that's can be very, very lucrative for anyone who wants to participate. But all we do is take our declining fiat, preserve it in physical gold, and then when we share with others, we're compensated and paid every Friday and on the first. And your entire account is willable to your heirs. So we are definitely going to alter the culture of our community. You know, it had me so inspired that I came up with a little flow. I'm going to share it with you. I said, we don't save in fiat. Gold make token moves. I thought you knew by now. These them power moves. If you knew by now, you would want to too. You can twine with me and get your weight up too. Oh! But just sharing some of my energy with you.
I love that.
Any... Get excited, right?
We got to put some music to that, Sister Rose.
Exactly, exactly. But I am super swamped with phone calls. I just wanted to touch down, give some love, and continue to inspire our people. If you want more information, you can go to getpaidinyoursleep.info or contact me directly if you want to participate before midnight. My cell is 571-334-0475. I'm looking forward to elevating with each and every one of you and sending ancestors to cover and protect and guide your footsteps as she sees fit.
Beautiful, beautiful, Sister Rose. Man, you've been enlightening. You said the deadline's tonight?
Tonight at midnight. But, I mean, you'll still be able to get our acquire our coin from the live market since we are live. So it won't be at that steep of a discount, but you will be able to get it for a reasonable price. And it's just going to rise from here. So absolutely.
Wow. Oh yes, I will be in tonight. I'm asking everyone that's under the sound of my voice, man, y'all listen, man, Sister Rose gave us the deadline tonight, man, get in there, purchase your gold, man, invest. It's a smart time, man. And guess what? By tomorrow, you'll know if God has been good, which he is, to your contribution on this goal. And may he multiply what you've done. Again, man, contact Sister Rose. Sister Rose, I'm going to give them your number, 571-334-0475. Contact her if you have any questions. She's very knowledgeable of everything about the industry. I'm invested, and I'm invested tonight. Thank God for the information. Thank you so much, Sister Rose.
My pleasure. Until next time, get your weight up.
God bless you. Thank you so much. That's Sister Rose. Again, you guys know, man, get paid in your sleep. It's the best concept I know. It makes all the sense in the world. I've invested, again, man, so it's very smart to invest in something that's tangible. Gold's not going nowhere. Money will deteriorate, but gold will still be standing. So it's a smart investment because you actually get physical gold. It's almost like you're holding gold nuggets, and you can hold on to them until you feel. If they appreciate, you made a profit. If you ever decide to change them and trade them in, you get exactly what you invested, so you lose nothing. It's a smart investment all the way around. Again, that's Sister Rose. Her number, man, she gave it. Her website is getpaidinyoursleep.info. Getpaidinyoursleep.info. God bless you. And listen, my young brothers that's out there and older brothers that's fighting for their life, listen, I just got one thing to tell you. Man, I want you to hold on, young soldier, because God will make a way out of no way. This is Rev. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Phone number is 646-595-2105. Hold on, young soldier. Hold on.
Thank you.
bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man. Walter Hawkins, the late Walter Hawkins, man. Hold on, young soldier. Man, there's so many of my young brothers out here fighting for their lives. And some are not just fighting out in the streets. Some fighting in the courthouses, fighting for their freedom. The devil doesn't discriminate. He comes in all forms, man, all forms of attack. But I'm here to tell you, man, if you put God in there, not play holy, man, you ain't got to change nothing. God loves you just as you are. You ain't got to change your clothes. You ain't got to change your style. All you have to do is do something different. Einstein, the smartest man that ever lived, said that a man is insane to think he can get different results out the same behavior. If you're doing the same thing you've been doing and you're getting nowhere, it's time to do something different if you want something different. Something different, how about doing this? Planting a positive seed on Sunday. Showing up at a church house. Putting in 3 hours of positive in this 168-hour week. Letting the Creator know that you appreciate your existence. And you're grateful for every time he came when you called him. Man, that's what it's all about. Raising the awareness that God is first. And next is his people. Because I love them. And you know why I love them? Because those individuals that are out on the streets could be me. In some instances, it was me. But God looked beyond my faults and gave me a second chance. And I took my chance and said, Lord, I got a problem. There's still folks out there fighting for their lives. I appreciate what you did for me, but I got to go back and get them. So I'm starting a foundation, SCFF, Set the Captives Free. I'm asking you all to go to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Donate. There's a donate button there. Be blessed. Go there and donate to the cause. And understand that God will bless your intentions. If, in fact, you join in with me, God will bless you for the effort. Because one thing is for certain, nothing will get done if we do nothing. So together we stand, divided, you know what happens. And failure is not an option with God. So I'm asking you all to join me in this endeavor of going to get our brothers and sisters. And man, together we'll break these chains. We'll get the captive.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Man, that was Keisha Cobb, man, talking about breaking some chains, man. I don't know about y'all, but the chains of life, man, are just very, very stressful. In the Bible, they refer to it as the yokes. Yokes is what you wear around your life. It burdens you down and brings you down. God is here to lift the yoke, make it easier so that you can bear what you're going through. Everybody has problems. But the thing is, it's not the problems that you have, but it's when you come through them what counts. And the way you go through a problem is that you don't run from it, but you face it head on. And you say, God, help me through this. And you leave it alone. Because once you've given a situation to God, there's nothing else you need to do. Actually, there's nothing else you can do. Take it to the Lord. You've heard that statement and leave it there. Man, you want to get a job? Take it to God and ask him. You don't have to keep asking him 1,000 times. Just show him your heart. But on Sunday, show up to his house and be show gratitude for all the times that he's blessed you before. And I guarantee that little act of gratitude will encourage the blessing so much, and it'll make God so inspired with you that after you accumulate enough of those gratitude attendance programs at church, in other words, show up enough Sundays, God see you mean business, that you really love him, and that you don't just call him when you're in trouble. That's when the blessings start coming. Once you start a consistent relationship, you don't have to go to Sunday school. I'm not knocking Sunday school, but you don't have to go to Sunday school to study about God. Every one of us under the sound of my voice already know who he is. For we called him every time we were in trouble. And every time we were in trouble, he showed up. So it's a fair assessment that God knows you personally. And we know him personally. So it's not a fictitious thing when you see folks showing up in church. No, man, we're going there to say thanks all the times that he bailed us out. When no one else seemed to care. That's what God is all about. He's about love, and he loves us to death, every one of us. And I love you too. Thank God for each and every one of you. This is our positive Monday. We're ending the month, 30th. Today, we started the week with a positive scene. I love you. God loves you more. This is your man, Rev Green. Listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Ray. Lord, we thank you for this show. We thank you for everyone that showed up. Bless their houses, bless their family, bless their endeavors. Lord, most of all, make them conscious that you deserve love too. I thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. Bless this show, bless the ministry, and everyone that goes to my website. Bless them, Lord, to donate to the cause that you've set me to do. In Jesus' name, I love you all. And God loves you more. See you on Wednesday. God bless.